The government has been called upon to continuously monitor the quality of nutrition services delivered across the country. Uganda is grappling with a triple burden of nutrition, high child undernutrition, rising obesity among adults, and widespread micronutrient deficiency such as iron deficiency anemia, which affects nearly half of young children and women. Despite stunting dropping from 29% in 2016 to 26% in 2022, only 7% of children receive a minimally acceptable diet. Peter Echero, project manager at Action Against Hunger, says government structures, including SA3 leaders and district technical officers, must prioritize nutrition discussions. He also stressed the need to strengthen community systems, build partnership, and ensure strong policy frameworks.
Where we have established the Nutrition Action Plan, we need to see enforcement of the Nutrition Action Plan. We need to see investment in the implementation of those Nutrition Action Plans. At national level, the same thing. We need to see Parliament invest money into nutrition-related interventions in agriculture, in the nutrition treatment and prevention. That is key for us as we move forward. Beyond the project, we've demonstrated clearly that investment in nutrition has returned. It is not a consumptive system. It is...